You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we've been talking about digital marketing and personal branding, and I think that I could think of no better example of successfully building your brand than the person that we're going to talk to next, and that's Nikki Freed. Nikki Freed, the new, soon-to-be, I guess you still have to say, Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Commissioner-elect. Nikki Freed, you're on your way to Tallahassee to be installed. I'm going to bring my toolkit and help.
Yeah, I'm actually en route now and looking forward to Monday and Tuesday where everybody gets together to celebrate the incoming governance.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody from both sides of the aisle up there and really starting to try to help work with you to bring people together. I think that we all just need to do that. We need to focus on the folks in Florida. And I got to tell you, Nikki, everywhere I turn, it's just amazing what I hear. I was campaigning at my polling place on election day, and a young lady came up to me and she said that her daughter had Facebooked you and that you had responded and that the daughter, because of that, got involved in civics class and wants to be involved in politics and stuff. The impact you're having on our young people is tremendous, Nikki. You know, how do you feel about the responsibility you have to the young folks?
I mean, tremendous. You know, as elected officials and people who put themselves out for public service, you know, you have to figure out why we do this. We do this to make a difference in our society and our state, to help be role models for future generations. And so I look at it from that lens. You know, I you're only on this planet for so long, and what you leave behind is a big indicator of your success in life. And so I really take my responsibility of helping to mold the next generation and hopefully engaging people. You know, somebody got me inspired at a young age, and I hope to do that for this generation.
I'm so excited. I couldn't ask for a better response from an elected official than that one, because it is really, you know, we have on the show, we talk about personal branding and we talk about this thing, and I talk about call Jim Freed because it's all about you. But in your job, it really is all about them. And it's a big responsibility. There's, how many are there? 8 million, 9 million people in Florida?
Oh, no, you're missing a couple digits there. There's 21 to 22 million people in the state of Florida.
Oh, my God. Where have I been? I've been under a rock for 20 years. That's great. Yeah, I guess there are about that 20 million people. So then it's a big responsibility.
There were 8 million people who voted.
That's where that number came from. There you go. I knew I had 8 million somewhere. So you're on your way to Tallahassee. You're driving through the state. On either side of you is beautiful green, because we all drive that stuff, green fields that go on forever and ever and ever. But I watch these specials on TV, and they talk about the interrelationship to all the different components of our ecosystem and how important that is to our future as a community. And it really is a community. We are all pulling together. And how can we pull together to make it a better place in that way, Nikki?
You know, you're actually right. It's quite remarkable for those of us who, you know, grow up in South Florida or live in Central Florida, you know, during the, you know, Tampa or Orlando, part of suburban, you know,
we lost her.
It's an area.
Well, she's driving through those green spaces right now, obviously, and hopefully she can still hear us and realize that we can't hear her. So we're going to take a second and we're going to say that we're talking to Nikki Freed, the new Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Commissioner-elect. She's driving to Tallahassee, and sometimes they need an extra cell tower out there. And I want to remind you, this is South Florida's Business Station, 880 The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. I'm Jim Freed, and I think I'm hearing Nikki in the background again. You got you back, Nikki?
I didn't realize I was off.
Were off. So talk to me about the green spaces that you were driving through in Orlando and Tampa. The people in the big city don't realize what's outside the urban services boundaries.
Yeah, and that's what's, you know, amazing. I had an experience about a week and a half ago with one of your friends, Dean Saunders, who you know from the University of Florida Blue Key days. And, you know, he invited me out with a bunch of the cattlemen in our state of Florida.
Great.
And was taken to an island by airboat and seeing some of the waterways and seeing some of the natural preserves that's out there. And as somebody who lives in a suburban part of our state, you don't realize that you don't have to travel to another country or another state to see some of the beautiful wonders of ours. But we all get so wrapped up in what happens, in our own small communities and in our cities, and don't realize that we live in such a beautiful, pristine state, and that we all have to do our part to make sure that we're preserving it for generations to come, because it really is quite remarkable, the landscape that is here in the state of Florida.
You know, I sit here and I watch the things about when Audubon came down and went down to the Keys, and then what happened to all the birds, and I saw this thing that Jim DeFede did the other day on the what's going on with the Everglades. We're not going to get into specifics, but it's really good to see a focus beginning to be placed back again on the environment, on people getting together, pulling together to do things together. And I think that it was a great thing. I don't want to bring in too much politics, but I thought it was great that it seems like the Clemency Board is coming together on a couple of issues already, and that you and the rest of the cabinet. Is it the cabinet? What is it that you're part of?
Yeah.
Okay. The cabinet.
We're part of the cabinet.
Okay. because the president picks a cabinet, so I'm confused. But the point is that you'll all get together, and it seems like you're trying to find common ground, and that's what the people of the state of Florida want.
Of course. I mean, we see what's happening in D.C. I was out today, and a woman asked me, what does the shutdown in D.C. have impact on, our state government? And I said, well, the reality is that our state government is not beholden to what's happening at the federal level. However, when it comes to our farming and our agriculture community, so much of the money that comes down for subsidies on our ag community, what's coming, the money that would be coming down from Hurricane Irma and Matthew relief, all that money is federal dollars flowing south. And so when you have a federal shutdown, it impacts all of these workers and all of our farming and agriculture community. And you don't even realize that, because those of us who just kind of operate day to day that aren't relying on those dollars don't see it. We just see that the headlines on every paper, front story for last week is about the federal shutdown. So we have to do better here in the state of Florida. We have to rise above, partisan politics. We have to rise above, whether you're an R or you're a D, and say, what is the best policies for the state of Florida? And we may not always agree on what that looks like, but at least having respect for each other's opinions and trying to find common ground when common ground can be found is essential for good governance.
Oh, my gosh. You're my niece, so it's okay for me to say I love you. Oh, that's just so beautiful. That's what we need in public service today. So, Nikki, you're on your way up to Tallahassee. It's dark now, so please be careful and focus on the road more than what you're saying to me. Now, you're going up there. You're going to Tallahassee. What is the number one thing that you want to make sure that you accomplish when you're up there? It sounds to me like it's just bringing positive energy and getting things done.
Yeah, the position, half the time when I was traveling the state running this election, most people in the state didn't even know that we had a Commissioner of Agriculture, or that the Commissioner of Agriculture is elected, that it's more than just a name that's on the gas station pumps. But it's somebody who impacts, the food that we are eating, the pesticides that we're using, the food that is coming into our state. It's impacting, when we have a disease outbreak from an animal. It impacts also all of our consumer services. So that is everything from fraud at the gas station pump to fitness centers to the do not call list. It's just such a tremendous responsibility. We have 4,100 employees across the state of Florida. And really trying to say, look, there's an opportunity to do a lot of good things in this department, and I plan on doing that, thinking outside the box for expansion of, patient access when it comes to medical marijuana. I'm looking at, the farm bill just was passed and signed into law by President Trump on December 12th, a day before my birthday.
Yes, you set the rule on industrial hemp in Florida.
Yep, and so now looking forward to creating hemp here in our state, not just as a commodity for our agriculture community and a replacement for so many of our, being an alternative crop, but also for the production of CBD here in our state. So I'm really looking forward to coming up with outside-the-box solutions and creativity, looking at some of our water issues. I've spent half a day today trying to interview who's going to be the next water policy director for the department. and making sure that they see all of the issues that are happening with our red tide and our green algae and our water supply shortages, and making sure we have quality water supply, and come up with new innovative ideas of how to capture water and to have it reusable and recycled. So those are all things that, you know, I'm really looking forward to bringing my innovative approach to problem solving, bringing people to the table to come up with new ideas of how to get through some of these problems, and really looking forward to doing a lot of things that people didn't realize was even possible in this position.
Well, I know you're driving. I know it's dark. I know I love you, and I know I want you to be safe. So I'm going to say, I know you got extra time on the road, but make focus on the drive. We love you very much. We love you very much down here. There's so many people that are so proud of you and rooting for your success. I meet them every single day. You have such a responsibility and such a charge, but if there's one person I know that can handle it, it's you, young lady.
Go get him, Nikki.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday, Monday.
Hey, it's a big week because I'm going to haul butt back and go to my 500th show. So, Nikki, thank you so much for joining us. We are so proud of you, our whole team here, all the people that are behind you. We know you're not going to let the people of the state of Florida down. God bless you. Godspeed. And I'll see you on Sunday night, Nikki.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. God bless. That's Nikki Fried, the incoming Florida Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Commissioner. This is South Florida's Business Station, 880 The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. I'm Jim Fried, and she's...
Wanda.
We'll be back after Wanda helps me out here.
I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit.